This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. To make absolutely sure that there is no election fraud in Florida, Florida will have the election police. Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Madrona Financial Services. So this apparently has passed the legislature. It looks like Governor DeSantis will sign it. What do we know about this bill? What would the election police actually do?
Well, Governor DeSantis asked the legislature to create an elections police force with a $6 million budget, 52 staff, including sworn law enforcement officers, who would investigate alleged violations of election law. And the legislature didn't give them all of that. They gave them $2.5 million for a new Office of Election Crimes and Security that would be part of the Secretary of State's office. And apparently these people would be responsible for investigating alleged election fraud and making decisions about referrals for prosecution. What isn't clear to me is why this is needed, since Florida's Department of State received 262 election fraud complaint forms in 2020 and referred 75 of them to law enforcement or prosecutors. That's out of 11 million ballots cast for president in Florida, November of 2020. So I'm not sure why existing systems and resources aren't adequate, but apparently the legislature and the governor think they need a dedicated force beyond what they already have.
Well, you got to nip fraud in the bud, because you let 75 of them through 1 year, and then pretty soon it's 76, then 77, and then maybe even 78. But you have the ability. I mean, we've heard of election fraud cases being prosecuted in this state. It is rare, but it does happen, and yes. It gets investigated. So what would the police do in Florida that we can't already do here in Washington, for example?
Well, the legislature must think that there is some fraud that's not being investigated or not being reported because people think it won't be investigated. I can only guess that's their motivation. But maybe they just decided they wanted to send a strong message that election fraud won't be tolerated, even though I don't see any evidence that was tolerated before, when it was reported. But I'll tell you the other part of this that I think this is coming from is that Florida has adopted a number of changes to voting practices and laws. Among those is a new criminal penalty for what's called ballot harvesting. You and I have talked about that before. Folks going out and collecting other people's ballots. Now, opponents of these laws say, look, in some communities like the African-American community in Florida, people like to be able to bring their ballots to their church or a community center where volunteers gather them and then take them to the elections office or put them in a drop box. I've never been comfortable with that kind of practice. I think it's kind of like breaking the chain of custody, but apparently it was a practice in Florida. It is now illegal. It is now going to be a misdemeanor, a criminal misdemeanor, for anyone to have more than two ballots in their possession, which means that churches and community centers are not going to be able to have volunteers gather ballots and deposit them at an elections office or in a drop box. So they're criminalizing practices which were pretty common in Florida for a long time. I sincerely doubt anyone's going to spend jail time as a result, but just the prospect of being charged with a misdemeanor is going to deter some people from voting. It certainly will prevent churches from gathering ballots together and taking them in for their parishioners.
When you see this attempt to set up an election police and these changes, do you think that this is indeed an attempt to prevent a specific group of people from voting?
I think it's pandering to the base in Florida. It's Ron DeSantis pandering to the Republican base to show he's getting tough on election fraud, even though there's very little evidence that it's a significant problem. But it's good politics for him. It's good politics for the legislature and for those people in the legislature who have, been playing up the idea that the 2020 election was affected by fraud, even though there's just no evidence that any results were changed because of fraud. To be clear, you can have fraud. It does happen, where someone will fill out someone else's absentee ballot for them, or a spouse, that might include a spouse filling out the ballot of someone who passed away their deceased spouse. It does happen, but it's really rare. And there are safeguards that are built in. So I think mostly this is about playing to the base. But I have no doubt that people who are worried about vote suppression will cite this as another example of voter suppression, because they'll say people will be afraid now to, you know, maybe afraid to vote because they'll somehow be accused of fraud. I guess that's what they'll argue. And I think we'll want to watch for that carefully to make sure that that this enforcement process isn't misused.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.